With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Now that the week-long Gaza ceasefire is over, Israel is again pursuing its goal of destroying Hamas. After terrorist rockets landed in Israel, the Israelis started bombing targets in Gaza. Secretary of State Blinken urging the Israelis to do more to protect Palestinian civilians.
It must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians. That means taking more effective steps to protect the lives of civilians, including by clearly and precisely designating areas and places in southern and central Gaza where they can be safe and out of the line of fire.
But Hamas is known for using civilians as human shields, planting its terrorist bases among them. During the truce, Israel released about 240 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas freed around 100 captives. Approximately 140 civilian hostages continue to be held by Hamas. He may get the boot today. A defiant New York Congressman, George Santos, is on the verge of being kicked out of Congress.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
A House ethics panel accuses Santos of financial improprieties, and he has been indicted on charges of wire fraud and stealing from donors. The GOP lawmaker denies any wrongdoing, insisting he's being railroaded. Also at SRNnews.com, off the southern coast of Japan, the search goes on following this week's deadly crash of a U.S. military Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft. One crew member was killed, seven others still missing. Japanese Coast Guard and military vessels have been using sonar, conducting an undersea search. Looking to prop up sagging oil prices, OPEC and friends have agreed to cut crude output by 2 million barrels a day starting in January. Dow futures up 66 points. This is SRN News. The official State Church of England might not be so much longer.
Lawmakers in the United Kingdom are to consider a bill that would sever the Church of England's connections with the federal government. Liberal Democrat Paul Scriven wrote the legislation, and he argues that, quote, this establishment would remove religious privilege from the heart of our constitutional settlement and be a step toward a more inclusive, diverse, and equal society. The COE has been England's state church for nearly 500 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress will no longer prohibit religious symbols on ornaments submitted for use on the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The Christian Defense Coalition is cheering the new guidelines, something the group had been calling for in recent years. Coalition Director Patrick Mahoney says, we are thankful the government has removed this troubling ban on religious symbols. The First Amendment promises freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. This year's tree donated by officials in West Virginia. This is SRN News. Instead of the current 2 hours, the FAA will require new jetliner cockpit voice recorders to log 25 hours worth of audio.
The cockpit voice recorder is one of the two so-called black boxes that capture data that is used to investigate crashes and close calls. In one case in January, an American Airlines plane crossed an active runway at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport without permission from air traffic controllers, forcing a Delta Airlines flight to abort a takeoff and brake to a stop. Investigators, however, were unable to hear what the American pilots were doing because they took off for London and the recorder taped over all the cockpit sounds after 2 hours. Regulators in Europe already require the 25-hour recording for new planes over a certain weight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Montana's first-in-the-nation ban on TikTok has been blocked by a judge who says it's unconstitutional. More details, SRNnews.com.